How would you describe or explain to someone who doesn't come, maybe someone in your new class at school, school has begun for many people already, maybe there's someone in your class who say, what do you do in a mosque? And they tell you, and you say, well, and they say to you, well, what do you do in church? What would you tell them? What is it that we do in church? Or someone else at work asks, you know, how was your weekend? I went to church. What did you do in church? What would you tell them? Could you turn to your neighbour, the person maybe you've been talking to just before and for a very short time? How would you answer that question to someone who doesn't know anything, doesn't ever come? How would you explain to someone, what do we do here on a Sunday? Bored. I've just got a list of the things that happen. These are what happen on a Sunday morning. There's a welcome to everyone. From the front, someone stands up and says, welcome, this is Dagenham Parish Church. I'm the vicar, or I'm a member of the church here. We have a Bible verse about what God is like, a song, a confession prayer. So we use David's prayer today. The Anglican prayer of the week, some more songs. Often the children would leave, although this is a week where the children are with us. Prayers, the Bible reading, teaching, that's where we're at now, and then a song at the end. So those are the bits that happen in Sunday. If you come late, you're missing some important things. I don't like to harangue people about being late, to tell them off, because if you want to be here, you'll be here. From time to time, I'll say to people, is there a problem that you're often coming late? But if you want to be, if you're hungry to be here, you'll be here. And you'll know the things that we do here are helpful. Today I'm going to teach about the singing part. In our all-together church meetings, which happen on the first Sunday of the month, my thought is that this academic year, several or many of them are going to talk about what we do here on a Sunday and why do we do it. And today we're going to think about the singing part. So the next bit on the board here should give us the Bible verses. Here we go. Could you take your Bible now? And we're going to have a look in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Page number there is 1184. So this is a New Testament letter, so it means it's from after when Jesus has died and gone back to heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit. People are meeting in churches, and this is a letter from an apostle, a servant of Jesus, Paul, to one of those churches. And he's talking about how they need to live now they are believers. So chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So we've already read those today. Verse 14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Paul here is writing to people who are believers in Jesus. He's not speaking to those who are outside Christianity. They're insiders. And he says to them, verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, God chose you, holy, you are special and becoming like the Father, belonging to him, dearly loved. We've thought about that this morning, how great God's love is for sinners who admit their wrong to him and seek his kindness, how great his love. Paul isn't saying here, you've got to change to become his child. Not saying, do more things, be a different kind of person, and then he'll let you in. You're already God's child. You're in his family. Now you've got to change to be like his family, to be like your father. That's what he's saying, be more like him. And one way Paul tells us that happens is by the word of Christ, or the message of Christ, verse 16. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. The word of Christ, that's the message of God. That's what we try to have at the centre of our meetings here in Dagenham Parish Church, God's word in the Bible. It's not saying, let me show you how you can have the life you want, and I'll help you get there. That is not what the Bible is giving us. The Bible is saying there is a Lord of Lords and a King of Kings, and you can know him. Let me introduce you. That is what the Bible is. Well, what should we do with that message? What does it say in that verse? Verse 16. First thing it says, it must dwell richly. Dwelling rich. Dwelling means living amongst. Richly means having a big place. So if you were to have me around to your house and you'd say, Joel, make yourself at home. And then you saw me getting these out. My painting brush. That's a wallpapering brush. And my saw. And I start fixing things in the kitchen and moving some of the units on the walls. That's not what you meant. No, you meant sit in whichever chair you want, and don't you need to ask me if you need the toilet. That's what make yourself at home is. But Paul here is saying, let the word of Christ take over, dwell richly, you know, to move things around, to be at the center of your being together. You might remember, I did talk about this passage a year ago, but there's a lot in it, so we're coming back to it a year later. And I brought this box, as some of you might remember, and I said to my daughter Sophie, Sophie, what's in this box? Do you remember this, Sophie? She's still, got it out a year ago. Does anyone here remember what is in this box? It's full of my son's special Lego bits. This doesn't dwell richly in our house. It's from the garage. It's covered in dust. Sophie doesn't know what's in there. We never use it. Sophie, do you know what that is? Yeah, she's seen one of those before. That has a big place in people's lives, doesn't it? And in fact, if you can't find it, you spend a lot of time looking for one of them. It dwells richly. It has a big part in our lives. Well, what about the word of Christ? Which is the odd one out? The box of toys that gets forgotten in the garage. The mobile phone. And the Bible. Which is the odd one out? Which of these dwells richly in our life together and which doesn't? It should be that this comes first. And this is maybe second or third. Maybe even like, well, we're going to use it. We want this to have a bigger place in our life. That's what Paul is saying here. The word of God dwells in me. It organises our outlook. It's not just we have it to visit on a Sunday morning. Nice to see you, word of God. Nice to close you and put you away and leave you in church and go and have my life my way. The word is to dwell richly in us. Part of how we let the message of Christ dwell richly in us is in the verse. What does it? Well, have a look at it. Verse 16. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing with gratitude to God with gratitude in your hearts. So here it's saying, this is one of the ways this must happen. It's when we sing. Our singing is meant to be how, or one of the ways, that God's word dwells richly among us. And that's what we're going to be thinking about. Can we have the next thing here? Sing the truth. That's what our songs are supposed to do for us here on a Sunday. The message of, sing the message of Christ that dwells richly. Not just the message about how Jesus was born as a baby and grew older and died, but all the things the prophets said long before, looking forward to him, and all the meaning that it has for us. That's the full message of Christ. God's family must let the word of Christ dwell among us richly. And Paul tells us about different sorts of songs, psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. We use different sorts of songs in Dagenham Parish Church. I'm afraid I didn't have them to put on the board, but we have praise songs where we're singing to God how great he is. We have prayer songs when we all stand up, or sometimes I say, no, stay and sit, and we'll sing a prayer. Some of our songs are words of prayer. We have songs to encourage each other. His mercy is more. Our sins are many, but his mercy is more. That's a song that we sing to encourage each other. Isn't it good? Keep going. And we have songs to tell each other and remind each other things that are true about God. So we're trying in all of those songs to let the word, the message of Christ, dwell richly in us. We do want songs that we enjoy, and it's best if they're songs we understand. So please come and tell Mark, or tell me if you really find one song doesn't, you don't understand why we're using it. I mean, we generally know, don't we, because people sing them, and they sing them well. So it can tell us if you like one. But God says the first measure of our singing in verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. So it's on the board here. Sing the truth. In fact, that's more important than a great tune. It might be that lots of people would like a... So to go back one, might be lots of people want a great tune, but if it doesn't have a tune with the truth, we won't sing it. Now we get to the next one, Chanel. Sing the words, don't just listen to tunes. We try not to have music in church. Did you know that? Does that make sense? We try not to have music because we want to have songs in church. So the songs are not just, what we have, it's not just tunes, not just sounds from the instruments over there. The songs is about the words up here. So we don't have music ministry here in Dagenham Parish Church. We have song ministry so that we can sing the songs. That's what the Bible's telling us to do. The musicians are here and the people who lead the singing, not so that we can listen to them. They serve us by giving us the tune so we can sing the words. That's why the band are at the side and the words at the front, because that's what we're here to do in our singing. The songs are for singing. Look again at verse 16. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And we do that with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. And we said, so my final point here, sing to each other. Paul says here, sing with gratitude in your hearts to God, but before that, the thing he says is sing to each other. When I said, what will you tell your neighbour in the class? What will you tell your friend at work about church? What is church? Is it a concert? If it's a concert, you've come to be entertained. And maybe I'll have to hoover up the popcorn afterwards. Is it a ceremony? Where you've come to watch the man of God at the front do something religious. You'll come and you'll wear very special clothes and you'll sit very quietly, or maybe you'll make a lot of noise because that's how it works. Is it just a talk with some extra bits that you might come for if you like those or not. Well, the Bible says it's a gathering together so that God's world dwells richly in us. It's a gathering together, and we all have something to do, not just me. So we can go back to this next slide on the board. This is what I had. These are the things that happen on a Sunday, but I'd actually missed some important things out. Next slide. Do you see greeting each other at the top? And then again, when the children leave. So could go back one. Oh, no, that's the right one. I think that's it. Yeah, and the songs, I've added in that the songs are to each other as well as to God. And then we greet each other when the children leave. We turn and introduce ourselves. The final line that I've added in, we meet each other and talk afterwards. This is what the Bible is telling us church should be. We're coming together so the word of God can dwell in us richly. Everyone has a place. We're all to be speaking God's word. Sometimes I tell you this on Sundays. I say this. In church, I, Joel, am the main teacher. In Sunday school, Rob Riak, he's not here this week, but I say Rob Riak, he's the main teacher. But when we sing, what do I then tell you all? What's happening when we sing? You are teaching me, you are teaching Rob. Yeah? So please sing up, because Rob needs teaching. Joel needs teaching. That's what's happening when you're singing. We are all meant to speak the word of God to each other. We're meant to speak it outside. Heather was leading us in prayer to pray for when we meet people outside of church who don't know Jesus. We're to talk. But we can also talk to people who are Christians, the word of God in the week. I heard this thing in church. It was good. We sang this new song. I love it. Or I was reading my Bible and I've seen this idea. We talk to each other about the word of God, and or things that we've then been thinking from the word of God. And we do that when we sing. It's the easiest part of your ministry. Your ministry is to be speakers of the word. When we're singing, we give you the words and we all do it together. Okay? So it's the easiest part of your ministry in that way to do sing up. That's why I think it should be unusual for us to be singing with our eyes closed in church. If we were to know the words of the song and all just stand with our eyes closed, it's a strange thing to do if we're singing to each other. I'm not saying it's wrong and Christians just never do that, but it would be an unusual thing if that was normal for us, because we're singing together and singing to each other. We've got another slide. Jeanette, we've got another slide. Here we go. I think this is what Paul is telling us. Sing the truth. Sing the words. We're not just here to listen to tunes and sing to each other. That's what's happening in church with the songs. We're gathering together that God's word will dwell richly among us, and the singing is an important part of that. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Paul tells us here that we are your chosen people. We are holy, becoming like you. We're dearly loved. Thank you for telling us what we must do to have the word or message of Christ dwell richly among us. Please make that true in Dagenham Parish Church, not only in our singing, but in our conversations, that we would be a church where we pray often for one another. And thank you that Christy has found it so helpful coming back to church. Please let that be true for many more of us. In Jesus' name, amen.